Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know if you follow former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore on Facebook, Ambassador Gilmore. You know, he was the Trump ambassador to the United States mission on the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. He's back in Europe right now in Ukraine, and we've been trying to reach him this morning because he said he would talk to us about what's happening. I think we've got him. Governor Gilmore, Ambassador Gilmore, are you there?
Hello, John. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, I can. I don't want the signal to drop, so tell me where you are and what you're doing.
Well, I'm in a place called Mariupol, which is down on the Sea of Azov. It's a major city that's very close to the battlefield. And we were taken over to the battlefield itself, and I've been wearing body armor and a helmet all morning as we have gone over near the point of contact between the forces of the Army of Ukraine and the forces of the separatists who are really sponsored by the Russians. So it's been a very remarkable morning. I'm now back out of the battlefield. This is the fifth day that we've been doing this. Most of the time has been spent in the capital, Kiev. And at that time, we've had a chance to visit with most of the highest officials of the intelligence community, military intelligence, the interior, the Minister of Defense. And then today, we've spent most of the day on the battlefield. But we did get very close to the area of contact. That's why we had to wear all the body armor.
Yeah. You know, we're lucky. I was saying earlier, we don't have to pay attention to hot spots around the world. They don't really impact us directly at all. Is this a hot battlefield? I mean, are there people actually shooting each other and killing each other, or is it a standoff? I don't know.
Well, it's a standoff. Mm-hmm. It's a standoff, but the Ukrainian army is telling us that they are shelling the Ukrainian army positions. There are snipers who have very sophisticated sniper weapons. As long as they get an eye contact, they might shoot some people. And in fact, there have been a fairly large number of Ukrainian soldiers who have been shot by these snipers. Apparently, the Russians, the report is that the Russians send in their sniper teams to train and shoot the Ukrainian soldiers when they make themselves obvious. So it's it is still an ongoing battlefield that's going on right now.
But they want me to see it in
the party that I'm with.
This trip is the American Foreign Policy Council that has asked you to join them, and you were ambassador under President Trump. We just spent a few minutes before you came on talking about the difference in direction between President Trump and President Biden when it came to the Middle East. Is there a marked difference in this conflict between these two presidents?
Well, I don't think so. We can't tell yet. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was taken out along with all the other Republicans worldwide. So the vacancy isn't just me at the OSCE in Vienna. It's everybody worldwide that are now in vacancies. But we believe that the support for Ukraine will continue. It's in the American national interest for Ukraine to have an opportunity to be independent if it wants to be, and it most certainly does want to be. There was a revolution in Kyiv and in Ukraine in 2014, where the president at that time, who was pro-Russian, wanted to move the country more in the direction of Russia, and the people revolted. and rebelled, and right. The pro-Russian leader left and fled, and a new president who was more pro-Western was installed. There's no doubt about the fact that Ukraine wants to be with the West. They really want to be a part of NATO. Now, that's a big, big policy decision that will right. have to be made not only by President Biden, but also by our allies.
Right. Well, listen, I'm glad we got to talk to you today. I appreciate you spending time with us. And I have to say, someone with all that you have achieved in your career, you could have just walked away from all of this stuff and tried to make some money up in Northern Virginia. And instead, here you are a couple of months out from being ambassador, and you're back engaged in understanding and trying to influence in a positive way international foreign policy and bring us to a place of peace around the world, and I admire that a lot. I really appreciate you chatting with us today. Please get home safely.
Well, Europe as a whole is unstable, but the Ukraine situation is a shooting war, and yeah. that's the situation. So I'm happy to be here. I'll have a chance maybe to get back with you again at a quieter time.
Let's do it.
Over
yeah.
it all in greater detail.
Former Virginia Governor Ambassador Jim Gilmore, live from Ukraine this morning. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, John.